This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by Mucus. Mucus, you got some mucus?
Mucus.
You got any running wild? Or
yeah, everybody's got mucus.
Yeah, I know.
Mucus is everywhere. Mucus is a word that doesn't get enough play.
It's a good word, yeah.
Mucus.
Mucus. That'd be a good like hardcore band name.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say like a thrash band or something, or like a, I don't know, one of those, something gross, a crust band.
Yeah.
Mucus. Dude, me and fucking Mucus are playing at the laundromat. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Jesse Boy.
Wow.
I'm something. I'm tired, boy. I'm too busy, boy.
Too busy.
Too damn busy.
Yeah.
You know, my days off, I'm fucking busy. I don't want that.
Yeah. But that's the way it goes.
I'm taking one of these days this week. I'm taking Wednesday.
Have a day.
I'm not going to do anything.
You gotta find that balance.
I'm going to sit around and turn myself into a liquid.
If you want to succeed.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing you need, creatine.
Yeah.
Second, raw egg. Third, squats.
Yeah, I got those.
Fourth, blood for blood.
Yeah.
And you will trample the competition.
I try.
You're going to flatten everybody in your path.
I do my best.
Be a real man.
I get out there every day and I simply do.
Oh yeah, you must. You must put one foot on at a time.
Yesterday was there was a wrestling pay-per-view on, and I was supposed to have somebody come over for it.
Yeah.
And I got home at 5 o'clock, and he was supposed to come over around like 7:30 because the show started at 8. And I was going to get pizza. And, He called me about 4 times, and my phone was on silent, and I slept through my alarm, and I took a 5-hour nap. I woke up at 10:30 because I'm exhausted.
That's fair.
Then I ordered the pay-per-view anyway and started it real late. I got to finish it tonight. I got to watch the first 7 matches that I missed.
What the fuck? How long is it?
4 hours.
Wow.
But I watched the last like 2 or so.
They do those... every month or something?
No. AEW was only doing like 4 a year when it started, which was, that was perfect. But now they do, I think it's like 9 now. Every now and again, I'm like, I'm not going to get this one. And then I see they put something awesome on it. I'm like, if I would get it, I'll pay for them. I'm happy to pay for them.
Okay.
I like to support them. They're not doing great.
Yeah, just not WWF.
Yeah. But I mean, they're, you know.
I know it's different now, but.
It's different, very different now. There's no Vince. All of his shares are up for sale.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
He's going to, if on sale, he's out completely.
Oh, and he's going to be struggling, I'm sure.
Yeah. He's only going to make about $2 billion off those shares.
Right.
Not to mention the $800 million he's already made from the other shares he's sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Yeah, he sure is. He shat on a lady's head.
We got some shit to talk about.
Even before that, that's not even, I'd argue that's not even the grossest thing he's done.
I mean, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's stuff nobody knows about.
Yeah. There's this old video that came up from him when he was doing commentary.
Yeah.
And there was this lady, Sunny, and somebody poured a bucket of slop on her. And he goes, "Oh, Sunny got slopped. Look at it here." And it's gross. And it's been like going viral a ton since the whole thing. And people were like, ugh.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That guy is diarrhea.
Yeah, he sure is.
Diarrhea incarnate.
Yeah.
So here we go.
I don't like his exploitation of little people. He liked that a lot.
He exploited everybody.
Yeah, but mostly little people. And I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
Well, you ready to get slopped or what?
Yeah.
We've got some, what do you call it there? Updates.
Update.
from last week, we talked about a lot about Hey Arnold,
yeah,
and the Hey Arnold characters. And the clip got some attention on TikTok, and I figured I'd shout these people out. So they had some input. Taylor commented, and she said, need to know where Big Bob was on January 6th. I agreed. We basically all agree that Big Bob of Big Bob Beeper,
yeah,
is
Q. yeah,
he sure is. And then we got a few from a person by the name of Cunt-thulu.
I really like that name.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that's their Christian name. They said Helga and Arnold are begrudgingly married with two girls. Exactly why she has the podcast to vent. Phoebe might be with Arnold, except that Eugene is actually married to the Irish girl.
Eugene's dead.
And the Irish girl is now also obsessed with Arnold as the one who got away.
No.
I gotta insist that Eugene has passed.
Yeah.
Violently.
Yeah. Wood chipper.
In a wood chipper accident. Yeah.
It was a street luging, and he went feet first.
Oh, really? I thought he rode his bike, but he just luged right into it.
Yeah, he went feet first.
Yeah. Did so you ever see
the movie? He suffered the entire time.
Did you ever see the movie Violent Night?
No.
With Hooper from Stranger Things? No. He's Santa Claus, and he fucking just slaughters a bunch of
I'm tired of the John Wick movies. I'm done.
Okay, well, this is John Wick's Santa Claus.
I know.
And it's excellent. In that movie, there is a bit where he revs up a snowblower and he strings up somebody with lights, like Christmas lights, and then wraps it in the snowblower and it just slowly drags them into it.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. The wood chipper, Eugene,
yeah,
you know, just making his way. It's not really even that big of an event when it happens. You'd think it'd be this big to-do, this big messy spray, but it's just really, he's so small and frail and barely has any blood in him
that he's anemic.
Yeah, he just
anemic street luger.
It's just kind of like, and that's it.
He's yeah,
gone. Eugene yeah, has been erased.
It squirts out a little bit,
but nobody really notices. And if they did, they're like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
was it a squirrel?
Yeah,
what do I care? So Eugene's dead. But I do kind of like the idea of Harold and Helga being like
Harold.
They said Harold, and I read it as Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her. Helga. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Phoebe might be with Arnold. Okay.
Arnold's with someone else. Phoebe don't need no man. She owns a skyscraper.
That's right.
Look, I'm in love with Ruth McDougal.
Ruth McDougal.
In this world, me and Ruth McDougal.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm running my hands through my hair thinking about Ruth McDougal.
Ruth McDougal.
I'm talking about...
That's such a good name to say.
Yeah.
Fuck a Ruth McDougal.
That's like a Tracy Morgan name.
Ruth McDougal.
Ruth McDougal. Yeah. Ruth McDougal.
Yeah.
Running my hands through my hair thinking about that Ruth McDougal. I call her Roof.
Okay. Another bit of... update. We got a screenshot sent from Milky Death.
Yeah,
Russell said he sent a screenshot of his phone.
Uh-huh.
A video on YouTube in the thumbnail. Look, a couple of very professional looking individuals dressed up nice, like they're probably doctors or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they are. One of it says Rena Malik MD on the bottom, so at least one of them's a doctor. And big, bold text on the thumbnail says, you're doing semen retention wrong. Russ said, I'm doing what wrong? Do we know what semen retention is all about? We've talked about the guy. That guy, does he talk? No, he's like, let it out. What's his name? The guy who drinks his piss and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. He wants you to let it out.
He wants you to just come with your bros as much as you can.
Yeah, spray it everywhere.
Let it spray. Spit it out.
Well, I wish I was passionate about
now. Spit.
I wish I was passionate about that.
About piss?
Yeah, it's like something dumb.
Passionate about piss. The passion of the piss.
Something like dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I think about that all the time.
Instead, like, I gotta make art all day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's just just want to get passionate about piss and
something simple.
I just wish my brain was wired differently.
Like, could you imagine, like, just knowing that there's a heaven and that you're going to it?
That would be so sick.
Yeah, just knowing it.
Yeah, like, yeah, always have something to look forward to.
Right. And you don't have to, like, worry about anything.
And I'm getting to a point where I'm looking forward to just the lights going off. You know, like, I hope there's nothing after.
But the point I'm trying to make is that you're doing semen retention wrong.
You think I have a soul?
Not unless you retain.
Yeah.
Not unless you retain your semen.
That's when you plug up your cock hole with a Q-tip and, yeah. You know.
But you can use a cork. You use a regular old cork.
Put the plug right in.
Plug your tip, retain your jism, yeah. And
keep
that...
Keep it safe. Keep it warm.
That is your soul. Your sperms are your soul.
Yeah.
Spoins.
Is that like when you don't jack off for 3 days and then
you're full of soul.
You get a
and
big...
you gotta go to God. You gotta go sing gospel.
Yeah.
You gotta go sing some hymns.
Yeah.
Get one with the soul and the mighty Lord yeah. Spirit of come.
Is semen retention where you don't jack off for 3 days and then you do it and it looks like it looks like your belly button's full of hand soap.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I think it's more about like it's gonna feel cool. It's gonna feel extra big and cool. But how do you do that wrong?
I don't know. Wouldn't semen retention mean doing nothing?
Yeah, exactly. So you're not doing. But also, you're a doctor, but you're not my doctor. You don't know if I've already done, if I'm doing that. You don't know if I'm retaining semens.
Yeah.
No way for you to know. So why do you assume? You shouldn't just put that in your fucking profile like that. That's fucked up.
No, it's unfair.
That's fucked up.
But you know what? It gets clicks. So.
Yeah. So how do you do it wrong then?
Semen retention?
Yeah.
You tug on it, but you know what you do? You make spray.
Oh, wow. Edging.
Yeah. Yeah. You pull on it.
That's wrong?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Because then you're wasting your pre-cum, which is the
nectar of the gods.
It's the nectar of the gods.
Yeah.
It's the base. You know what I mean? It keeps it nice and sizzling in your scrot.
Right.
The pre-cum.
And then the post-cum is
it's like the pan,
really thick.
You know what I mean?
It's the what?
It's like the pan.
The pan?
Yeah, it's the pan. You know, and your nuts are the fire. And you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, the... and the what do you call it? The real good cum.
Yeah.
And that's the dish.
The big dish. That's exquisite dish.
Yeah. That's the...
the main course.
Yeah.
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 And it's au jus.
You're right.
Right. So.
A little side of hollandaise.
That's how you do semen retention right.
Yeah. You plug up your cork with a peanut.
And then you make an exquisite dish.
That's right. You take a you take a honey roasted peanut. You shove it right up your cock. It's got to be honey roasted so it sticks. You know, it's like
viscous.
Yeah.
In nature. Sure. Okay, I hope that answers your question.
A regular pee-pee stream, if it's just a regular peanut with no salt.
Right.
It's going to shoot it right out of there. You know?
Right, and it needs the salt to grip.
Right.
Right, friction.
And the honey to stick.
Yes.
It's correct. Science, bitch. It's just science.
Okay, I've got a real quick news segment followed by some cowpoke poetry.
Okay.
Followed by a little bit of show and tell. I don't know if it's going to be in that order. We'll see. Got some show and tell, and then I got some yearbook photos. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready to blast off?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this is a new quick segment. It's called Why Come?
Why Come, dude?
Why Come is. I have some questions. I have one question.
You got a question for me, B?
Yeah. Why is it a gumshoe?
A gumshoe?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
A detective. Like in the old film noir... pulpy detective movies and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd call him a gumshoe.
Yeah.
Like even on Doug.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, he literally had gum on his shoe when he was one of his
characters.
That's, but why is a detective more prone to having
gum on their shoe?
Gum on their shoe.
Because they're looking for crimes, and sometimes people will drop their gum and they say, bingo.
Oh, they use it for DNA evidence?
Yeah, is this the first guy who was ever
DNA.
A good detective? He found that on the floor and he ran it. He ran the test. He found the criminal.
Spit.
Found the criminal. Yeah, he said he went to the
criminal.
Spit
it down.
The suspect. He put him in the cuffs. He goes, oh, spit. Spit.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
And he does it.
Spit it out.
And the perp doesn't know why. So it's not a big deal to him. He's not like what don't. Because he doesn't know about DNA yet.
Right.
The world doesn't know. But he does.
But Gumshoe does.
Gumshoe do.
He's the creator of DNA.
Yeah, he created a DNA. Father of DNA, they call him.
Yeah, he put a bunch of pixels in it.
What?
Huh? You know cum's digital?
Oh, yeah. The digicum.
Yes.
Digital skeet.
Nuclear.
Nuclear cum shot.
No.
What?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear cum shot.
Nuclear.
I don't say nuclear, but I'm going to start.
Okay. I got some show and tells. Let's do this real quick. Some show and tells.
Okay.
Before our yearbooks, our main event. Show and tells, cowpoke poetry, main event. That's the order. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
First, we watched this show on Netflix earlier today called Unlocked, a jail experiment.
Okay.
And they go to this jailhouse. In where was it? Arkansas. They set it up like this experiment where they're gonna just unlock all the guys in jail and take security out and just see how they manage.
That sounds funny.
It's interesting. There was one guy who told a great story about how he got arrested on this show, and I think it's worth sharing.
My name's John McAllister. They call me Eastside. I've been in jail 14 times. So ever since I was 19, I've been in and out of jail, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
My charge now is possession of drugs with a firearm. All I've been around is criminals. I never even had a driver's license. But I've been fucking in high-speed chases and some more shit, you know what I mean? I love the adrenaline rush high, knowing you could get caught. When I was 19, I robbed a pet store.
Here it is.
I'm getting super ready for this shit. I'm getting high, doing meth, and doing pills. And I take a hit of acid, and they got these cool-ass $500 little snakes. I hit the door with the fucking hammer. I go in, grab the pillowcase, using my hand to fucking punch out the cages like I'm some kind of fucking superhero or some shit. I got a pillowcase full of snakes, and I got one wrapped around me, big as fuck, and a fucking iguana in my hand. So I'm like coming out the hole, and I see the fucking cop. I'm like, oh shit. And I fucking turn around so fast, I must have scared the iguana, because this motherfucker bites my fucking dick. I got this fucking big ass snake, and there's a fence, a big ass fence. I'm starting to climb the fucking fence. And this fucking snake starts tightening up on me. I'm like, fall off the fence. I couldn't even breathe. And I'm like, And I'm just laying on the ground. Fucking cops are like, don't move. Don't move. I'm like, I can't. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it was the pet store story that I just really loved, especially when the iguana bites his cock.
Yeah. That's good. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing all right.
He's not.
No. He just seems like a dumb guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was saying he reminds me of somebody who would be like on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Like a Jesse Pinkman kind of dude who's like, he means well, but he's a big fuck up.
Yeah.
And he's really dumb.
Yeah.
And it's probably from the meth.
But I like him.
Yeah. I respect him so far.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think he's got a chance.
Oh, he's going to make it in prison.
No, after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he gets out, yeah.
You think he's going to get out?
I don't know. I don't know what he's in there for.
Possession of drug and gun.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in there for that anyway.
I know. Okay. My next little thingy. We was at work. I was at work. with Brett, friend of the show, a friend of ours, and frequent collaborator or contributor, I should say, yeah. to the show and collaborator.
He's a host.
He hosted. Yeah, that's true.
He's a host.
We were talking. I was going through the yearbooks online, which we'll talk about later. Archive.org has just a random assortment of yearbooks from different schools and shit since the beginning of time. Just totally random.
Yeah.
So I was just scrolling through them, and Brett told me to look for his school on there, which was pretty small. Didn't expect it to be on there, and it wasn't. But when I Googled his school, which is in Kingston area, I don't know, it's tiny, but there is a Wikipedia article for it. And in the Wikipedia article, they have like a list of notable people who attended.
Yeah.
And one of them was the bass player for a band called the Shags.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
No.
From the late 60s. And they were from Fremont. They formed in Fremont, New Hampshire. But this bass player came from Brett's school. And I looked it up out of curiosity, because I see here that like they have like a diehard like artsy people following.
Yeah.
So I knew it would be something weird. It says Frank Zappa was a big fan, as was Kurt Cobain. So I was like, there's got to be something, right? Something in there.
Wig.
I looked it up, and this shit is fucking weird. Here, this their biggest song is called "My Pal Foot Foot." This is how it goes. From 1969.
My pal's name is Footfoot. He always likes to roam. My pal's name is Footfoot. I never find him home. I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and say, Footfoot, don't live here no more.
My they got Boston accents.
Footfoot always likes to roam. My pal Footfoot, Footfoot, now he has no home. Where will Footfoot go?
Where will Footfoot go? It's good, right?
That made me furious.
Yeah, it's great.
Makes me furious.
$3.8 million plays.
Anyone who said they liked that's lying.
That's what I'm getting at. That's the whole point of me bringing this up, because that's not good. No. Like that's not pleasant in any way.
No.
And also, I think has no artistic value.
That's the whole idea. Is it sounds bad.
But even it doesn't even sound like it's the opposite of everything that makes something appealing,
mm-hmm.
but they have a following and like prominent musicians and stuff. They're liars. They've got to be lying. Yeah. Anybody who likes that, whatever that was.
Yeah. No one gets that, because there's nothing to get.
There's nothing to get. It's just nonsense. There's probably a couple of New Englanders fucking tripping who didn't know how to play instruments.
Yeah.
So
what's the explanation behind the following? Is there any out there? Or
it's the kind of thing where people think that it's, they'll say that it's ingenious, like it's lapsed into a different realm.
Yeah.
You know how like pretentious people are always like, I love Trout Mask Replica, the Captain Beefheart album.
Yeah, that's not good either.
It's bullshit. That album is nonsense. And I don't believe anybody actually likes that, but people swear by it. They swear that it's the fucking best thing they've ever heard.
I've never listened to it. I listened to one Captain Beefheart song, I think, and I didn't care for it.
He had some good stuff. Like the early stuff was good, but then he just destroyed his own brain with drugs, I guess, and that shit happened. And people think that that's good. I don't know.
I didn't care for it.
No. 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 No.
And you know what? I don't care if that makes Marc Maron not like me anymore.
Yeah.
He's
the type.
He doesn't get Beefheart either.
He's the type, though.
He said that. He said, I don't get Beefheart.
Right. But the fact that he called it Beefheart.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. He gets a lot of things, though. He's the type of guy that gets it.
I get it.
That's what he says.
I get it.
I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
I get it.
You do a Jack Nicholson impression or anything?
Ah. Ah.
That's pretty good.
That's what I got.
That's not bad.
Tom Cruise bought the rights to their story, The Shags. The fuck?
Seems like a pretty short story.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, though, you said?
Tom Cruise, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were Scientologists. Did you ever think of that?
I don't think so.
I think they created Scientology.
The Shags' music has been described as both among the worst of all time and a work of unintentional brilliance.
No.
I don't think brilliance can really be unintentional. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it can, but I don't think that is.
I don't think that's it.
That's not it.
Yeah.
There's definitely unintentional genius.
Right. But I think it's different than regular genius.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're smart. It just means.
Right. 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 Right.
Yeah. Like The Room, I think, is unintentionally genius. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like exactly. That. Yeah.
But not for like why the intended reason in his mind anyway. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know you mean. Okay, so moving on from one form of horse shit music to the music of angels. That's country and western.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a little segment. This is a short one, but I heard this somewhere recently. I don't even remember where. But we got this song called Buy Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. Here's a sample.
But you can buy me a boat. You can buy me a truck to pull it. You can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, what's not to love?
I wish that guy was wearing a belt that was just a live snake.
I will be honest, though. I would rather listen to The Shags than this.
Yeah.
Like, this is infuriating for a whole different reason, but.
This is the shit my dad likes now.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He's better than that.
I know, but he doesn't know that. He likes what he likes, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I'd rather eat my own shit right out of my own ass.
He's never been the greatest taste in music.
Mm. I'd imagine like classic rock before, right? Rock.
Yeah. I got in this car once. He goes, you want to hear a good Southern rock band? I go, yeah. He puts on the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
And I go, you don't think I know who the Allman Brothers are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy.
I was an Allman Brother.
But I don't like them either. He does like Bob Seger, though. I'll give him that. He's got that going for him. Buy me boat. Chris Jansen. He looks like a mix of the Dashboard Guy and John Mayer.
Yeah.
But dying.
He looks a little bit ill. Yeah.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be.
Yep.
Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle.
Everybody got an Uncle Rick.
But not every folk has a Rick uncle. You feel me, partner?
Yep.
I wish I had a rich uncle that had kicked the bucket and that I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett.
Ain't that the truth?
I would have gone that I'm sitting on a tuffet.
A tuffet?
Yeah, like Little Miss Muffet.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it could buy me a boat.
It could buy me a boat. Sure,
buy me a truck to pull it.
Sure can't buy me a nice silver auto.
Yeti 110 iced down with some silver bullets.
That's an ice cooler.
Yep, I know.
A sportsman's cooler. Oh, verified annotation from Chris Jansen himself. He said, that's an ice cooler, a sportsman's cooler. I keep one in the back of my truck at all time.
Yeah. They could buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it could buy me a boat.
Yep. And some fucking Coors Light.
Oh.
I love the idea of extending out the breath at the end for so long that you have to spit.
Yeah.
It just like morphs into a hot loogie hawking sound.
Yeah. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar.
Who calls him that? Oh, Chris Jansen. He annotated that. He said, my favorite lyric on the whole thing. Boats cost money, but they're part of that blue collar lifestyle. I'm proud to be part of that lifestyle. It would like to bring a little bit of that back into today's modern country music.
Yeah, that's what's missing from
boat
from modern country music.
Yeah, more nobody country lifestyle.
Not enough people talk about being a redneck or blue collar, and they certainly don't talk a lot about boats or fishing.
You know, they don't talk about boats enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
Fishing maybe, but if you had more boat,
that well, is, boat that is implied.
Help. Boat.
Yeah,
not a nice boat.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, it's not like a nice boat. It's just covered in barnacles.
like a shit canoe with a...
Yeah, fucking shit canoe covered in barnacles.
It's got a cork in it.
Yeah.
They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million.
Oh, so he's saying that he'd sell out.
Yeah.
He'd trade it all in for enough money.
Well, he certainly already has.
Yeah.
I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil. And you can fit a camel through the eye of a needle.
You can't
fit a camel through the eye of a needle.
Chris says, yeah, I can't remember exactly what book of the Bible this is out of, but it is from one. My co-writer actually brought this in too. A pretty awesome line. Except it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a shit line.
Yeah.
From Matthew 19:24.
I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Depends who you are, because none of that sounds cool to me, bitch.
Yeah, sounds like shit.
Sounds like shit. Who wants to be outside? Not me.
I don't want to try to stick a camel through a needle eye.
Yeah, then that fucking chorus again, which I'm not going to read. And then the bridge.
I love this.
To float down on the water with a beer.
With a beer, an ice cold beer.
I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on a... 100 mil.
Hunter. It's pronounced Hunter. Say it again. Hunter.
Well, that would buy me a brand new rod and reel.
You better say Hunter.
100.
I'll accept it. I'll accept 100.
100.
Sitting on 100 mil. Yeah, that's pretty much it, right? This outro.
Yeah. Yep. And I know what they say. Oh, money can't buy everything.
Yep. But it can buy me some dip.
Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a boat.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, here's the thing, though. Yep.
Spit it out.
Spit.
Spit. Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Go here. Spit.
Spit.
Go spit. Spit it out.
Spit.
Spit it out. Spit.
All right, so that's cowpoke poetry for you this week.
Yeah.
I hope you liked it.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
A little bit fucking hungry. Do not dinner. Probably go over to Taco Bell.
You gonna get a shelf of taco or?
I shouldn't, but I probably will.
I ain't gonna judge you. You're gonna be shitting your damn brains out.
I've been eating chili otherwise, so it's
It's diarrhea city down over that at the Justin household.
Just trying to flush everything out. Clean her up a little bit. I gotta get the bidet running wild again. Speaking of which,
oh man, that's a game changer.
Yeah, I gotta start spraying my asshole.
You better.
I have a lady stay over. She wants to spray her pussy off.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Sprays it up. Sprays
not
it right
a
up,
problem.
Right up her hooch. I don't care who uses it. I don't care what part. You know, nothing.
You can put your whole face in there if you want in the bowl.
Yeah, if you need like an emergency eye wash thing, I wouldn't really recommend it, but you know.
It's too high pressure for that, but
well,
you can. I'd allow you to try.
If you want to pop your eyeball.
Which you do sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there.
You popped it?
I did. I popped it.
Yeah. Sometimes I take an X-Acto knife and I just get as I get as close to the pupil as I can.
You're slicing up eyeballs.
I like to live on the edge.
Like that movie.
I don't like watching that movie.
I don't either.
I don't like that.
No, it's like a pig eye or something, but I don't care for it. Okay, so this next segment is called Yearbook Photos. So we go through and we just present, review, judge some high school yearbook bios that people make for themselves.
Yeah.
And we were running low. It was getting kind of thin as far as like people around here and people like giving us their books to use, or we've used all of my books, my yearbooks. So if anybody has any that they don't mind sharing with us, hit us up big time. Big time. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
But also, I did find the big dump online on archive.org that I mentioned earlier. So I've got a mixture here of some of 1999 graduating class from Dover High School, which is where we went.
Yeah.
And then I've got a handful from Maroa High School, 2008. In Maroa, Illinois.
Did you hear that throat queef?
That was good.
It popped up.
That's pretty good.
Turn it up.
We're starting off in Illinois, okay?
Can you crank that throat queef? Play it again? Just put like an effect on it?
I can try. I don't know if...
Try to crank it up as high as you can. Put a little auto-tune on it.
I don't know if the mic... I mean, I'll try. I don't know if the mic really picked it up.
It was on there. I could hear it in my phones. Can I take these off?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank goodness. I'm starting to make me bald.
Starting to get bald.
Hurting my ears.
So we're starting off in Illinois.
They're really sensitive
ears. You notice that people say that? Some people actually pronounce the S?
Yeah.
I feel like they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I think it started on purpose, but now it's, you know, it's just part of who they are. And that's fine. Look at this fucker.
So this guy.
John Mulaney.
Yeah, it looks like John Mulaney with Zac Efron's hair. From High School Musical. I can barely even read. They picked the worst font in this yearbook, but this kid's name is Blake. He's not from around here, so who gives a shit? I'll start.
Yeah.
Blake has a couple of nicknames like Mullet,
yeah,
Gangstalicious, and Ben.
I could see him being Gangstalicious.
He is. Yeah, I don't know about the mullet part. Is this a mullet? It's like a mullet with a bowl cut on top.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean that was his And it's long enough to turn into a mullet.
That's true.
So he probably did. This is probably taken at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the year, he was mullet.
Right. He started off as Ben.
Right. I mean, it would have been better if he could go back and have the mullet in the photo. But
you know what my nickname was in high school? Mucus.
Yeah?
Membrane. Yeah. My buddy, I was Mucus and my buddy was Membrane. And then it says... This one, I liked this yearbook because it's not like a bio. They ask them to say like where they think they're going to be or where they're headed after high school. And he said, I plan to live my life like a homeless person.
Okay.
So he's not going to be homeless, but he wants to live like a homeless person.
Yeah. He's homeless by choice.
Okay. So he's like a freegan or something.
Yeah.
He's a nomad.
Yeah.
A wanderer.
I could see him being a little bit of a nomad.
Yeah. I could see him growing out this hair more. And buying a van, living the van life.
I could see him being dead about a year or two after this.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, he's long gone.
And his parents getting him a sick tombstone with a guitar on it.
Oh, yeah, Flying V. Yeah. I can see it. Totally. Yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah. Crowdfunding my tombstone. Paul Philip Propol.
Propol, yeah.
No picture.
Yeah, odd, just white space where his picture should be.
20-year-old senior, dropout, comeback.
Those are his nicknames?
Yeah, dropout, comeback. Dropout, comeback.
Dropout, comeback. That's what people called him. 20-year-old senior. Do you think he's telling the truth? Do you think he's actually 20?
Well, we'll see. I plan to attend Richland in the fall and get my entrepreneur certification.
Oh, yeah.
I will start my transport business when I'm 25 and be well-established by the time I'm 30. After all that, then I will marry Kim Mashbun and live a happy life.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, he's going to be mashing her buns.
Yeah.
God. Was Kim in this class? Did you look it up?
I didn't look up Kim Mashbun, but I will right now. A lot of Kim Mash Burns. That says Mash Bun.
Mash Bun.
You think it's a typo and it should have been Mash Burn?
No, I think it's Mash Bun.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not a famous person, at least. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, that was just very, it's very specific, and I like it. This is a Philip Paul knows what he wants.
Right, and it's Smash Kim's Bun.
That's just her name. What? Don't be cute.
So, you think he probably was a 20-year-old senior. I believe him.
Yeah. Yeah, he dropped out, he came back, you know? He got out of his system.
Right. Lots of mescaline.
The Clive style.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This one is Melissa.
Okay.
Ann Lewis, I think. She's got some nicknames. Missy, Miss, Missy Ann, and Scrub.
You know why they call her Scrub?
Why?
Because she looks like a future nurse.
You think that's what it is?
You look at her, I see a nurse. She's a nurse now.
Yeah. Nurse practitioner.
No. Or she's an RN. She's in hospice.
Oh, yeah. She is in hospice.
She loves to pull the plug.
She loves it. Anyway, she says,
what's her name? Melissa. Yeah, she loves to pull the plug.
Melissa pulls the plug and she does it with a smile on her face. Yeah. I plan on partying it up at the University of Illinois while hopefully making the dance team and dancing at all the football and basketball games. I will study biology and later on become an OBGYN.
See?
There you go.
I told you she's in medicine.
So beyond nurse. I said she's a nurse. You weren't thinking big enough.
She looks like a nurse.
Yeah, well.
I see her. That's why they call her Scrub.
She's a doctor now, so.
That's why they call her Scrub.
After being in school for an eternity, I will marry the love of my life, deliver all of my friends' babies, and have a couple of hot babies of my own.
Wow.
They come out hot.
They do, yeah. That's what I've heard.
Piping hot. Steaming.
Yeah? That way they're all red and pink and stuff?
Yeah, they're on fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You should. We had a birthing class today, and they showed us pictures of a placenta.
Yeah.
You ever seen that shit? It's just fucked up.
Yeah.
They grow a whole alien brain in there and then just spit it out when they're done with it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw a guy eat one.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Why?
It was a Canadian television show, and the man was trying to see if he could technically become a cannibal. And that was
people do that. Ritualistically, and people make like.
And that was like the only organ that anyone would, because I don't think he could do other ones, but that's fine to eat. You can do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fucking weird.
So they sent it to him like on ice, and he actually had that Matty Matheson guy come and like professionally like. Cook it up, and he bites it. He like made like a gourmet dish out of it.
That's repugnant. That's so gross.
But he wanted to see if he could technically become a cannibal. He did other stuff too that I think is even grosser than that on the episode.
What show is it?
It was that guy from Kenny versus Spenny, Kenny Hott's Triumph of the Will.
Oh
yeah, it was funny.
That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Yeah. It was. Oh, he ate, like, he had his crew, like, chop their fingernails off, and he grinded them up and, like, put them in a drink and, like, technically, that's cannibalism. But then he's like, I gotta need an organ or something. I gotta do something. And, yeah, he legally became a cannibal.
That, I hate that.
Yeah. It's funny.
Okay.
You gotta check it out.
No.
But I saw, that's how I saw one.
Like, yeah, it's fucking, it looks like a SCOBY.
Gooch. Michael Timothy Gut.
Gut? Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Gut. Yeah, his name's Gut.
My buddy Gut. Oh, yeah. It says it right there.
Gut, Gutter, Gucci, Gooch, Mario, Watch.
What? Dude, my buddy Watch.
My bro Watch.
My dude Gooch.
He's got his ear pierced.
Hey, Gut.
He's got straight teeth.
Yeah, he looks, you know, is that an Affliction shirt? Yeah, it is.
Sure is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Activities, soccer.
He snowboards.
Yeah, finish my training to become an Iron Chef, raise a vampire bat and have it bite me so I turn into a vampire and sell cereal like Count Chocula and make bank.
Sounds like a good plan.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's the
class clown.
No, he's not.
He thinks he is.
Am I funny? Yeah, you guys think I'm funny?
You're funny. Okay, so this next guy is named Ross Curtis Erickson.
Yeah. More like Ross Curly Erickson. Look at his fucking hair.
He's got a big fucking... curly mop. Yeah, mop. His activity?
Rocking
out, dude. And what's he going to be doing in the future?
Rocking out.
Rocking out, dude.
Are you shitting me?
Dude, He's got that one of those Corsis, one of those Yetis filled with Corsis.
Mm-hmm. He died. He wrapped his fucking car around a tree.
So much death in this episode.
Yeah. He was on a snowboarding trip. No one else was hurt.
Right. And he went to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in heaven now. He died in Colorado. When you die in Colorado, it's close enough to heaven. Right. Just automatically.
They just let you in.
They just send you up. I mean, to get to the gate, you know, you still got to be judged.
Right. They won't hesitate to kick you out and throw you down to hell if you like jacked off before.
Yeah, or purgatory, whatever.
Whatever, wherever.
I could do purgatory. I feel like I'm doing purgatory right now.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Jonathan Tate, Bostick.
Fucking Tate Bostick, bro.
Yo, it's Bostick, dude.
Dude, John Tate?
Bostick, yo.
Hey,
pass me the pastor rock.
Are you, this is yours.
Yeah, Tater, T8, like Tater Tot.
T8 is a robot.
Yeah. Hot Sizzle, Stud Muffin. No one calls you Stud Muffin.
He thinks he's a Terminator.
Activities, basketball, baseball, soccer. Donated blood a couple times and just kicking it. 18 years.
18 years bro. He's been kicking it, dude.
18 years.
He's street legal.
He's a soccer kid for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I plan to go pro if I feel like it, or go to college, like get a wife, kids, maybe a dog. I'll retire around 30, go on the longest road trip ever. When I get old, I will play checkers in the golf tee game at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, you know that game with the golf tees?
No.
You jump them over. It's similar to checkers.
So go up. What's this guy's name?
Tate. Jonathan Tate Bostick.
Jonathan Bostick. Let's see if he went pro.
He didn't. Fucking Tater. Tater Tot. You think he went pro?
Let's see.
Look at him. Look at this.
Jonathan Bostick.
By the way, patrons, I'll put all these pictures up on the Patreon. That's a black man.
Oh.
Oh,
I don't see that right. Sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, no, it's not the same guy.
That's John Bostick. It's spelled differently, though. So, oh, God, you got to cut that. It's an error. Oh, my goodness. Johnny Bostick. You shit me? Look who's here, dude.
Dude, fucking Johnny Bostick's coming over. He's going to trash the place. You better let the neighbors know. Johnny Bostick's going to be here. He might put a fucking hole through the wall. He's a party animal, dude. That guy's a fucking animal. Really?
Was this Alton, Illinois?
No, but if it's Illinois, that's not a common name.
I got him. Yeah, he lives in Dublin, Texas now.
Yeah, he probably looks. He looks Texas.
Yeah.
Do we know if he went pro?
He didn't go pro.
What?
Anyway, he was in for a rude awakening. You know what I mean? And I found there's a lot of Cracker Barrels in Texas. So he's living in Texas now. He's doing all right for himself.
He might have done that part.
But he didn't go pro, and He
might have gone pro at the golf tee game at Cracker Barrel.
He didn't.
No.
He got a job there, and now he installs a different game that he invented.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very similar to Feed Big Bertha.
Oh, what a game.
Yeah.
Great game.
I missed that game. Why is that gone?
Because Joker's is gone.
No, they had it at fucking Fun Spot, too.
Did it?
Yeah, it's gone. It was on the third floor.
A lot of moving parts in that one. It might have broke. Next one is Cassandra. Cassandra also goes by KCB, Freya, and Marzipan.
Yeah.
In the future, I plan on being a speaker of God's Word at youth conventions. After I have a lovely stay at Baylor University in Waco, Texas.
Not her first trip to Waco.
Other than that, my life is up to God. Although I'm 500% sure the following will occur. Shelby Richardson and I will drink tea with the Deer Hunter. And that's the band, the Deer Hunter. After Dane Cook goes to an amusement park with us.
Yeah.
And I meet up with Reliant K to ride a roller coaster. All of us will live in Hundley Mansion together. I don't know what that is.
Do you think this is the first girl that Dane Cook groomed?
Oh, no.
What? He did that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Allegedly.
I know.
He'd have like game nights with like young fucking
really
people at his house. Yeah.
That's gross. I didn't know.
And his girlfriend was, I think she was like 18, but he was talking to her when she was 17.
Yeah. That she was young. You can leave that in.
Yeah. You can leave that in. Fuck you, Dan Cook. Fuck yeah. you, Dan Cook.
Reliant K. Damn.
Yeah.
That's some good, wholesome Christian pop punk.
Are they Christian?
Big time.
Yeah?
Big time. It's all for him.
My feet smell.
Yeah, so this is all very godly, and I'm sure she's stuck to her guns there and is now a woman of God.
Yeah, I think she found her way out of the Westboro Baptist Church.
You think?
I think she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to have a sit-down with Kevin Smith and talk about it on his podcast for 3 hours. Wow. Corey Richard Cheryl.
This guy looks like a shithead. Now we're crossing into Dover. Now we're in Dover 1999.
Yeah, he was a punk.
This guy was a shit ass. And I said was because he's dead.
Wrapped his car right around the tree. Yeah. Cheryl, ski team, 9-10. Doesn't matter. Soccer, fucking baseball.
Yeah, this one is great. The quote is what matters.
He says, try? There is no try. There is only do or do not do. That is from Yoda.
It literally says that.
There is only do or do not do.
First of all, none of that is right. Like the actual line, I looked it up just to compare. And
this is 1999.
Yeah.
Give them a break.
Why?
Cut them some slack. Because they have you write this in school. Usually they don't have you bring it home and fucking
look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, he did it from memory.
Yeah. And that's pretty good.
Wow. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it's 1999.
Yeah.
He didn't have a phone to look it up. But I mean, he could have gone to the library.
No, what fucking book is that going to be in?
And then they had a computer.
Too slow.
Yeah, that's true.
It was dial-up at that time.
Right.
1999.
Yeah, BBS.
AOL.
Bulletin board systems.
What's that?
BB? It's the early internet.
You know, they didn't have those fucking cool Apple, the big ones that we had.
The fish tank looking ones?
Yeah, those are cool. I play Oregon Trail all over those motherfuckers.
Yeah, but they didn't have all the good games, so.
Are they a Math Blaster? Fucking.
Yeah, but that's the educational shit. They didn't have no fucking. They don't have Doom.
I want to play Oregon Trail.
They eventually had Doom, I think.
They got it online for free?
What? Oregon? Yeah.
They do. This is a website. You can go play that.
Archive.org. They've got all the old shit. I played Jizz Ball on there.
The fuck is that?
Jizz Ball? There was a game that was on old Windows computers where there was a bouncing ball. And you had to draw lines with single clicks that were horizontal or vertical. And you had to box it into as small of a little box as you can.
You like that fucking game more than Math Blaster?
Well, it's totally different. This is like a, you know, I'd play that instead of solitaire. Look,
there's no try. Minesweeper. Do only do or do not do.
Do not do.
Yeah. Do not do.
Yoda said that. He didn't have a way to look it up.
Yoda's his fucking uncle. Fucking Hogwarts dropout.
This guy does look Hogwartsian. He's wearing a sweater vest. I don't know if it's a vest, but some kind of a sweater with a V-neck.
I'll tell you what, he's a fucking dork.
He's a dork. He's got a middle part and big round glasses. He looks like a cool guy today.
Is this
by
before,
today's standards?
Is this before Harry Potter?
Before the movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
the first movie was 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy goes to hardcore shows now and he's the shit, but.
And he still looks the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people think he's 20.
But he's cool now.
Yeah, but he's old.
Yeah, okay. He goes by Marino, which is not his real name. Ice hockey manager, 9 through 12. Everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon. Roger Wartz said that. My favorite line from Roger Wartez. And then it says Pink Floyd in parentheses.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, wow, it does.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd. It's on two lines.
Yeah.
F-L-O-Y-E-D. And then E-D on the next line. Yeah, Roger Wartz from Pink Floyd said that. Beautiful line. Beautiful.
He probably didn't write Wartz either. It was whoever typed that. Probably fucked that up.
Probably.
Probably this fucking guy.
This asshole.
Yeah.
This one is legendary.
Yeah, Jason T. Miles.
This is an all-timer right here.
He came from Boston.
Oh, for sure. You shitting me, dude?
Yeah.
He'd steal ice creams. He didn't care.
Nickname was Jay. He said, that don't even matter because I don't even care. That's a quote from Beano.
Fucking Beano said that.
He's like, no, it don't even matter. I don't even care.
It's like my Uncle Beano always says, bro. It don't even matter because I don't even fucking care, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, Beano said it best, bro. Like, I want this one framed. I love that he's not smiling.
Yeah.
And he's got like a 1,000-yard stare, even though he's like 18 years old.
Yeah.
And hasn't really witnessed the world.
Yeah, he has.
But he has.
He's seen a lot.
He's seen a lot of shit. Look at him. So this one, also legendary. This fucking mop top looks like a caveman.
Yeah.
He looks like he was a double for Brendan Fraser and Encino Man.
Yeah.
He's got like matted long hair down to his like chin.
This guy's sick though.
Oh yeah. He's sick. He had the best brick weed. His name's Dave.
I was gonna say, like, you know those were dreadlocks by the end of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was just the beginning of dreads, for sure. He was a hacky sack dude.
Yeah.
And his quote is, "But yourself."
When he died,
his quote is literally quote dot dot dot, but yourself, all lowercase.
Yeah.
No punctuation.
Nope. Well, except for the three periods.
What do you think that means? Well, yeah.
But yourself.
But yourself.
But yourself.
That's like his common retort when people made fun of him. Like, what about you? But you are. You are. But yourself. Consider yourself.
So when Dave MacDonald wrapped his car around a tree, yeah. He's sad. At the hospital, when they were trying to do the operation on him, they cut him open. And there was nothing.
What operation?
To save his life.
Oh, okay.
When he got halved.
Right.
They were trying to sew the two pieces back together.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
By the time he got to the hospital, there was nothing inside except for hacky sack beads. He was full of hacky sack beads. Wow, he was a hacky sack.
He was turning himself into a hacky sack?
He was a hacky sack.
He was the original hacky sack. That really makes you think.
It was a disguise.
We love that guy.
Yeah, he's a hacky sack. D-Wee. That's what I would have guessed at this dude. Derek Michael Gilbert.
He's got a Doug vest on.
Gibbet. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
And a wiffle.
Yeah, that's a hell of a wiffle. Yeah,
big time wiffle.
Billy Wiffle. Gibbet. He's for varsity baseball. D-Wee.
D-Wee, yeah.
And fan club.
Says, he was part of fan club?
Fan club.
Wow. Or was it DWI fan club?
No.
No, there's a comma.
D-Wee.
D-Wee?
The quote is, "Nothing lasts forever." That's from Derek Gilbert Errol.
The Errol part's really important. It's in all caps. Not Derek Gilbert. Now we're talking about Derek Gilbert Errol, okay? Big difference. But yeah, he did make note of his DWI.
Yeah. It's David Cross.
This guy, look, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that guy, yeah, he'd already had his first DWI at this point.
Right, right, right.
He looks like he's just...
He decided to start the club already.
Well, he's a different club. That's a club where they make fans.
Oh, wow.
A fan club.
Real cute.
That's what they do. It's a different club. I'm just telling you. He's just damn proud of his DWI.
He should be. He worked hard for that thing.
He sure did. Well, he didn't work that hard. But he was double the limit.
Even we did go way over. Okay, next guy.
David Cross.
Does look like young David Cross. The glasses and everything. Shaved head. His name's Joseph. And it just, he doesn't have like a bio or anything, but he has three nicknames. Crazy Joe.
Yeah.
Postal Joe.
Yeah.
And Quadruple X. Yeah, this one's quad. You know the X.
Quadruple.
You heard about X, right? You heard about X.
What year did Triple X come out?
This is quadruple. Oh, wow. Was you think 99? That's a reference?
It might be.
He's quadruple X. No, it didn't come out till 2002.
Maybe he wrote the screenplay. It was originally called Quadruple X.
I hope so.
Yeah. You know where he is now?
Prison.
Dead.
Dead, really?
Yeah, he passed away.
God bless them.
Terrible helicopter jumping snowboard accident.
Yeah.
He ended up in the jungle.
Is where he starved to death.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. A snowboarding trip.
Yeah. It happens.
It happened in the XXX movie. Look at this linebacker.
This guy.
Miles in. Yeah. Chipman. Yeah, it's me, Chipman.
Oh, yeah. Chipman is our strongest linebacker. That's
a perfect name for him. Chip. Oh, fucking Miles. Oh, Chip.
Miles Chipman.
Miles Chipman.
He was a chip man.
I tell you, he looks like a potato chip man.
He looks like a good old boy.
Yeah.
The big one. You know, there's always got to be a big one.
Yeah.
He's one of those.
Yeah. He passed away. He's a mechanic.
He was.
A Jeep fell on him. It was the way he wanted.
I was just going to say that.
The way he wanted to go.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, everybody.
Crushed by a Wrangler.
He got wrangled.
He was a strong man. He was trying to pick it up from the back. But
ripped his arms clean off.
Yeah.
It was a strong, it had been modified.
Yeah. Stock car. Rubbin is racing.
Rubbin is racing is his quote, which is, I think, from Days of Thunder.
I don't know. Let me see that. I don't watch bullshit. I don't have time for fucking bullshit, bitch.
It's like the name of a podcast about NASCAR.
Wow. No, that's not hosted by Miles Chipman. He's in heaven. He's in heaven, this fucking guy.
You think? Yeah, he died in a stock car race. Or he got, I don't know.
If he is dead, which he is, he's in heaven. He's in the kingdom of heaven.
Days of Thunder. Okay. From a guy. Oh, my God. The character who says it in Days of Thunder is named Harry Hogg. That's H-O-G-G-E.
Hogg.
Harry Hogg said, no, he didn't slam you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbin', son, is racing. All right? That was Harry Hoggy. Harry Hoggy. Harry Hogg.
I hope this guy owns property in Barrington.
I hope he's doing great.
Look at Gilbert Gottfried.
This is our last one.
He looks like if Gilbert Gottfried sang for Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Obama in there, too.
A little Barack with little the ears. Obama. He's got his ears.
And the chin.
That's true, yeah.
And the buzz cut, really.
Strong chin bone.
So it's like he's a marriage of, he's Gilbert Gottfried in there, undoubtedly. Man, the eyes?
Definitely. Yeah.
The eyes. Into the ears, too. There's the placement.
Anyway.
I'm just fascinated by this person.
I mean.
And the singer of Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah.
100%. Wow. 1,000%.
Wow.
Bradley Abbott.
Wow. Bradley Abbott.
Brad Abbott. Yeah. Soccer.
I broke him like a Brad Abbott.
Soccer. B-ball.
Quit.
Baseball. Oh, hell yeah. His right quote. Now. It's a quote. Right now. You've got to get yourself some chutzpah and go in there. I need to read it as Gilbert Gottfried. Right now, you got to get yourself some chutzpah. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And go in there and shut the door on the guys. That's from Coach Carver.
You got to shut the door on them guys. Coach Carver was a fucking jackass. He was a piece of shit.
The baseball guy. Yeah, the same guy?
He turned into a teacher.
Yeah.
A history teacher. Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He got fired for being racist.
Yeah.
He's a pig. He's a fucking pig. I hope he's the only one of these people who's actually wrapped his car around a tree.
He hasn't. He allowed something. Yeah, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
He encouraged people to write a song.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a dumb assignment. It got Dover a lot of bad publicity for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're gentrified. Thanks a lot, Mr. Carver. You fucking...
That's what he wanted, prick.
Piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
He gave me a D in history because I got caught on fucking Facebook at the very end of studying all class. And I went on Facebook for a minute and I got busted.
What a pig's ass.
And he's like... This is going to count against you towards your grass. I said, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, fuck him. He's a fucking... He only liked
baseball
sports people.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he did have one of the greatest quotes that I've ever heard in my life.
The one about the chutzpah?
No, about math.
Oh, what is it?
He doesn't like math. He said he's not a fan of it. He said...
I never would have guessed.
He said, the way I feel about math is if there's an infinite number between 0 and 1... Who gives a shit? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that did inspire me. But other than that, Nothing he did was good.
I hope he's miserable if he's still alive.
I think he is still alive.
Well, I hope he's miserable.
I know his wife is.
Good. Good point.
We asked him once if he thought 9/11 was an inside job, and he's like, yeah, I'm just not ready to believe that about my country.
Mm.
I said, shut the fuck up. I said, shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah, he was a bitch. So that's it. Our show's over. I hope you guys liked it. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And we got a website. Where is it?
Coolparents.co.
We got an Instagram. You can hit us up on there. Where is that?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
We got a TikTok. We can hit us up on there too. Mm. What's that?
Cool_parents.
We got a Patreon. And you got bonus material, including all these pictures we talked about today from the yearbooks. They'll be up there.
You got to see that last guy.
You got to see him.
You got to see it.
It's something to behold.
That's worth the money alone.
Yeah, $3. But or then five. You get all kinds of different.
I prefer five.
Yeah, all kinds of
prefer it.
Bonus material in there.
I need it. I really need it.
Yeah, so.
I'll be honest.
It's a good cause. That's it.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Fuck the world.
Bust a nut.
Parents.